And welcome into a Thursday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, Oakland week rolls along. It's a 4:25 Eastern time kick on Sunday from the Black Hole in Oakland. Okay, the Jags are back in the practice field today. We've heard a lot about the possibility of Darryl Smith being ready at linebacker for this weekend, but what's the latest today?
Well, early in the week, it looked like there was a good chance he would play. He practiced limited on Wednesday, but today he didn't practice. Considering how long it's taken him to get back off that groin injury, him not practicing today, you know, it certainly looks like it limits his chances for going Sunday, but we'll see probably later in the week what's going on with that.
Well, it's Thursday today, Friday's a travel day, Saturday walkthrough, and the game Sunday, right?
Sure, and it's really just a matter of probably finding out tomorrow from Mike when he talks. Will Darryl go or won't he? They've been very limited, I mean, been very careful with Darryl as he brought him back, so you would think if he didn't go today that they may be cautious one more week, but we'll see.
We heard earlier in the week from Mike Mularkey, and he spoke about the possibility of seeing John Chick back on the practice field. Offensive lineman who's been out on the PUP still, but he was out there today.
Well, he's gone twice this week, and he's gone full, and that's significant because he can come off the PUP at any time in the next 3 weeks. As long as he's practicing full, you would think there's a chance he could play Sunday. And that's a significant thing for the Jaguars. They need depth at the end position, and there were times last year where John gave him a lot of pass rush off the edge. So we'll see, but you get the feeling there's a chance he could get back Sunday.
I've been itching for a while. I've just been excited. I'm sure they're annoyed with me asking, when is it? But, I've been ready for a while, more emotionally. You know, it's just kind of worn my patience since December, and it's been a long road, a long time since I've been out there with my teammates, so I'm excited for that opportunity.
Of course, if you can get Chick back, that just adds to an already deeper rotation at defensive end.
Well, Austin Lane came back for the Chicago game, and George Selby looks like he might get back. I don't know that either of those guys are huge, huge threats to be 15 sack guys this year, but they do give you depth. I talked to Jeremy Mincy a few minutes ago, and he said he feels fresher right now than he has all season. Part of it's the bye, but part of it's because he's not having to take as many reps in practice. So we'll see how that translates to the game. Certainly fresher legs at defensive end is always a good thing.
This is a 1-4 team with back-to-back road trips, really cross-country coming up, Oakland, Green Bay. Is there such a thing as a must-win game in late October?
Well, when you're 1-4, everything turns into must-win because you got to do something to get it turned around. And, you know, we've been talking and talking about, you know, what's going on with the Jaguars? What can they do to get it fixed? At this point, it's must-win because you got to get something going. You know, you can't be sitting here next week talking about if this, if that, you got to get the thing moving. So in that sense, I would say Sunday is a must win.
Okay, John, thanks.
Thank you, JP.
No show tomorrow. That's a travel day. We'll join you again on Saturday from the Jaguars walkthrough in preparation for Oakland and Jacksonville.